authority.
Their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Hump Day Wednesday, August 14th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, the podcasts are back up and running. We had a little storage issue that Devin Lawrence, our engineer, took care of. You can go to the website for this show, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcasts, listen on demand anytime you want. Got a couple of more text messages, counties reporting in around northern Michigan. What the heck is going on? Now I'm hearing that Presque County isn't been certified yet. Now there's issues being reported in Emmett County. Folks, this is almost turning into a pandemic up here in northern Michigan. Of course, I knew about Antrim County. Vicky won the primary by 14% over second place. But they still haven't certified the election. Supposedly, they'll have it done today or tomorrow. But now, allegedly, supposedly, ballots have been found that weren't counted. Mount Morenci, Alpena, Presque Isle, Emmett County. Brett Gooding's race, where it was unofficially announced he had won his county commissioner's race by one vote, triggering a recount. Triggering a recount when supposedly they haven't even certified the election yet. Something is going on. We're not really sure what it is. We're investigating. We're asking the questions. Do we actually have to bust out these ballots and count them by hand because we can't trust the tabulator tapes? Where did these ballots come from? Was this just 9 days of early voting? Were they absentee ballots mailed in and we don't even know who sent them, where they came from? Or was it the in-person voting? Something is messed up. So we'll be finding out because allegedly two of the three witches are on their way on their brooms coming to northern Michigan, Jocelyn Benson and Dana Nessel, the attorney general. And I don't know why Dana Nessel would be coming to northern Michigan other than to enjoy the beautiful weather, the golf courses, the restaurants, whatever. But here's the interesting point to all of this. Isn't it interesting that these counties where now they have issues has to do with the 106th State House District? Mount Morenci, Alpena, Presque Isle. What's the common denominator between those three counties, folks? The 106th House District. Todd Smullenberg, primary challenging incumbent state representative Cam Cavett. Just saying. Connecting the dots, looking at the situation. Because this is very, very interesting. And another thing that triggers it is the confidence that Tony Liss, Jack Bergman's chief of staff, had before the election. Throwing out a text message to me about these people all losing on August 6th, a week ago yesterday. Very, very, very interesting. Now, one of the things that I think that is an effort by this Secretary of State using government resources to do it. Pre-registering teens to vote may be coming to schools soon. Nearly 127,000 teenagers between the ages of 16 to 17 and a half are now eligible to pre-register to vote. And the Secretary of State has now asked the State Board of Education to help educate the children about it. Deputy Secretary of State Adevi said students who pre-registered would get their voter registration cards at the age of 17 and a half, but still would not be able to vote until they turned 18. Nearly 1 million 18 to 29-year-olds did not vote in the midterm governor's election of 2022. Deputy Secretary said, I know we're always trying to get information out there, but it's clearly not getting through. We have to rethink how we communicate. Public schools have the tools to help students who are not civically engaged to get involved, suggesting that the Secretary of State could end up partnering with our public schools. Why bother with pre-registrations when Americans can't vote until they're 18? Well, her response said, pre-registration can cut down on mistakes if someone registers to vote and casts the ballot the same day. We need to help facilitate civic engagement for 18-year-olds to start voting. We decided to ask people a simple question. Do they like waffles or pancakes? What? What does that have to do with voting? Well, the vote ended up very close. And there were demands for a breakdown of the actual votes and the count. It was those type of votes that helped get students involved in the process. So evidently, they held an election in our public schools. The kids were asked whether they liked waffles or pancakes. This was an exercise to basically get them engaged in the process of voting. This deputy secretary went on to say there's a big push to target, listen to this, K through 12. This is the best time to help people understand the value of being civically engaged. We also found out in our research that if somebody votes for the very first time, or maybe the second time that they're eligible, they'll end up being consistent voters for the rest of their lives. If they don't, their voting record is pretty spotty. Now, they claim that one of the biggest barriers for voting for the first time wasn't that the age group of 18 to 29 were disengaged, but perhaps intimidated by the process because they weren't prepared with what it would actually happen once they went to the ballot box. Notice how they use that word intimidation, intimidated. We need to do a much better job of teaching the young people how to actually fill out a ballot, where they have to go to register to vote, and explain the pre-registration process. One of the State Board of Education members, Judy Pritchett, said that her 16-year-old granddaughter had pre-registered and that the students she saw were excited about getting the right to exercise their voting rights. Another board member, Marshall Bullock III, said he's seen the democracy games put out by video companies, gaming companies, to increase engagement in students, and that it was a good way to meet the students on their own level. Usually the first-time voter becomes a lifetime voter, Bullock said. So, they're basically going after the kids. And why do they want them engaged? Why do they want them voting, 18 to 29-year-olds? Because they've been the most recent people subjected to the indoctrination of our public schools. The teacher's agenda, the things they teach and don't teach in civics class, the pushing of their woke agenda. Well, they think this is a good source for more Democrat votes. Some of us, many of us, in our younger days, were bleeding heart liberals. If you listened to the teachers, if you bought into the indoctrination they taught, you're probably going to end up voting when you turned 18 Democrat. Unless you had a strong family conservative base when you went home at night, you're probably leaning a little bit left. You talk to young people today, that's where they are, absolutely. Remember the TV show on CBS, All in the Family? Remember Meathead? What a bleeding heart liberal. Yeah. Well, it's happening today, folks. It's been happening a long time. Decades. We've been dealing with this. Well, now the Democrats in Lansing, they are pushing it. They passed it in the House. They passed it in the Senate. Governor Whitmer signed it. Now they can start pre-registering the teenagers. And they're going to do everything they can to get them to be prepared to vote right as soon as they turn 18. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. Mega Water, PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Got on board a westbound 747. Didn't think before deciding what to do.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of this first hour today. Want to remind you about the summer sale going on with MyPillow. I'm going to be talking about this every day till probably the middle of September. Really want you to take advantage of selling out the old warehouse there for Mike Lindell. He lost his lease from a very progressive, socially not conservative, I would call the guy almost a communist, there in Minnesota. Long-term lease came due. The guy refused to renew it. So now Mike Lindell's having to build a new state-of-the-art warehouse. 50, 60, 70, 80% off some of the items right now on MyPillow.com. Or you can call the operator. You'll be connected to them with the Trucker Randy promo code. I highly recommend the new MyPillow 2.0s. Get rid of the old ones. Give them to your dogs, whatever. But bottom line, Giza Dream Sheets, the towels, the slippers, shop away on the website. MyPillow.com. Go to checkout, see how expensive it is retail. Then go over to the promo code box and put in Trucker Randy. One word, no space. Hit apply. See how much you save. Again, 50, 60, 70, up to 80% off. Free shipping on any orders over $100. If you'd like the information sent to your phone, just text me at my number. 231-360-5140. Text me MP for my pillow, and I'll send you the information. Let's help him sell out that inventory, getting ready to move into the new warehouse middle of September. Also, a few of you have already went to the website acconservatives.org, donated $25. We're shipping out to you 100 of these cards, the 11 questions to ask 11 people. Now, you don't have to ask 11 people unless you want to, but basically get these 100 cards and just pass them out. Get people to think intellectually about this election. Don't buy into the emotional appeals that they're making to people on these TV ads. It's absolutely amazing how these people think that they can manipulate the voters into voting for Kamala Harris, Elisa Slotkin. I mean, these TV ads, when they come on, folks, you almost need a box of Kleenex. They are pulling on your heartstrings, trying to get you to think emotionally about this election. Emotion has nothing to do with it. It's all about the economy. The price of gasoline, the price of food. Have you looked at your car insurance lately? It's ridiculous. All these things going up, and they want us to vote for Kamala Harris for 4 more years of this crap. Well, I think the American people are fed up. I think they are going to absolutely shock the mainstream media, the pollsters, and Kamala Harris on November 5th. They start the convention on Monday. I'm going to watch it. Two words we're looking for: weird and working, workers. Anything to do with the working class and how weird Donald Trump and J.D. Vance's campaign is. The term weird is going to be pushed. So we'll be watching. We will absolutely keep you informed. You don't have to sit and watch it on Monday. We will. We'll do it for you. The process is going to be horrific. It's going to be painful, but I will sit through it for you. I plan to give field reports starting on Tuesday through Friday of next week. So you guys go ahead and enjoy your summer nights. Go fishing, play golf, cut the grass, do whatever you want to do. I'll sit through the Democrat convention and report it to you. As much as I don't want to, I will do it. I will take one for the team. But it is a long process between now and November 5th. The amount of ads, the amount of mailers, the things that you're going to see in your mailbox, you got to make sure that you explain to your friends and family what they need to really be thinking about. And these 100 cards for $25 investment could affect 1,100 people in the way they vote on November 5th. That's what you're basically doing. You're trying to affect 1,100 voters with a $25 investment. We'll also throw in a couple rear window stickers and some business cards for the radio station. We're already paying for the padded envelope and the priority mailing to make sure you get it safely. Make your donations. Go to the website acconservatives.org. Donate $25 and we'll ship them out to you the next day. Hour number two of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877 230